Sneaker Business Talk. It's the Soul Material Podcast.
And welcome, friends, to Soul Material, the podcast you cheer for. I'm your man, the OGEO.
All right, it's T-Mark the Street Shark.
And we are here once again, and we are going to talk about debate, fuss at, fuss to, one of the most hot topics right now in the sneaker community that's dear to us, being from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, the Flightposite / Foamposite, just debate that's going on all across. And of course, the OG and the Shark were there from the very beginning, and it has been interesting to us how history has been written, rewritten, absolved, adjusted. Just, we're tired of it. So we're going to bring this to you to the real. Before we begin, Shark, got a shout out to my man, Brandon. Y'all need to check out It Kicks by Sparks, who has one of the most illest Flightposite, Foamposite collections in the D.C., Maryland area, and been there since the very beginning. So we're going to take this from the foundation and bring it up. Because somehow, like, post 2012, 13, is a whole bunch of regions that's wanted to just claim. And I'm just like, come on now, man. So, Shark, let us know, man. What's on your mind? What's on your heart? Being from the DMV with this Flightposite, Foamposite, who made it popular debate? Kick it off, man.
All right, yeah. So, first of all, definitely always shouting out the love to friends of the podcast, you know, because we love to give you that clarity over popularity, give you that sneaker business talk. So, this is one of those episodes, all right? So, just, you know, get your tape decks ready. this is where we at with it, right? Okay, so, I'm sorry, but we got this. I'm just going to jump to the end, and we're just really going to get into this. This is DMV. Just you can have everything else. Not this. Okay. Not this and New Balances. All right. New Balances and Foamposites, Flights, and then all the other versions, you know, before they got gentrified. You know what I'm saying? Like Weatherman stuff. When we got there, then that's not us. Okay. Y'all messed it up. Because you were trying to claim other stuff. New York, you got the Timbs. All right. If anybody, I think like the Air Force One ownership is documented that it's like sprinkles of the handful, you know, so you have like, you can get your New York, but you, Baltimore, you cannot, that's ingrained in that part of the history. Right. So, but the DMV, because no, y'all wasn't taking a chance. You wasn't taking a chance down south. You got your Adidas, you got your Fila, you got your, you know, Reebok era. You got all that. You own it. Okay. We own this. All right. You know what I mean? Chicago, you just have Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the DMV, we because like you got to think about what that shoe represents, the ruggedness, the transition, not only on and off the court, and it's the luxury, you know, even the first iterations of it, you know, Penny Hardaway, and then the price point of the shoe, you know, you had the March Madness moments with Mike Bibby, really getting out like that's, what's that? And then, like, it's, like, hard, you know what I mean? Like, how does this even work? But when we've talked about those magical moments, and then when you have a magical player, you got a little Penny, you got some personality. It all starts to blossom, but this community in the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia, the area, we got to be early adopters. That's what the swag is. Yeah, some of it is the price tag, just to say, you know, I'm iceberg fresh with the foams, the flights, and the berg, you know what I'm saying? Putting it together like that. You know what era that is, if I just describe the fit, you know? But those are the type of situations, right? So just trying to lay just some foundations and inspiration, because this was early hip-hop, or kind of like the second generation, the MTV, like beyond the Yo MTV Raps. This is the BET, 106 and Park. We're getting there, and more other outlets, more. This is the magazine era, the Slam magazine era. So you really just have these Slam of the Monks and these ads. You have limited sensory points, right? To influence. That is my point. That's why it makes it more organic here, because we didn't need any of that stuff. It was the cool factor, and you just knew, and you just knew, because you could, you knew what it represented. You know what I mean? It's that ethic, that mentality, you know. And you know we love like them all black everything. You know what I'm saying? And it matte. You know what I'm saying? And then we're so creative. You know what I'm saying? Hit up the PA Palace. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Get the customizations. You know you want to put the extra flames on the Dunkins, on the black Dunkins. You know you want to do that. You want to match the airbrush long sleeve. You know you want to do that.
That's speaking of creativity. And Shark, you mentioned the word creativity, man, I want to go on to, because let's just call a spade and see who follows suit. We're talking about 25 years ago when our area was, what I'm talking about, dog, and we didn't have social media back then. So it was just, if you went out of town, we were the ones rocking, I hate to say the skinny jeans first, but the rubber bands on the bottom of my jeans. Yeah. So the slouch doing that first. So showing the whole shoe while y'all were wearing y'all baggy jeans and having boot cut. We were doing that 25 years ago, and we got dog for it. Now, European cut has been the thing for the past 10 years. So it's like you wore the flight pods because it was the representative of kind of like the DMV type jean type thing. Why y'all wearing them tight ass jeans? And why you wearing, where the movement come from?
It was
the
thing.
No one's wearing 180, 164 shoe, unless it was a Jordan. We were the only ones that were putting out that type of money for a New Balance or a flight pods or something that was different. We talking about what 98, 99 was when these first dropped as far as the flight positive went. So I'm just intrigued, man, as far as we were the ones that owned the Vault Pros, the all black with that white swoosh, man, with that yellow swoosh. We own that. Like, I remember stores, Foot Lockers in particular, used to literally get shipments from everywhere because we were the only region selling that shoe, because no one was dropping 170, 180 in Minnesota or Wisconsin or California or Kansas, nowhere. So I remember Foot Locker in particular, right by Heck and Jamal in D.C., that I'm talking about, it seemed like every 2 weeks when a box came, it was a pair of Vault Pros, because that's how much they were selling in the DMV area. So I guess the hustlers would scratch them up, go buy a new pair, but it was almost like a 2-year run of this one store consistently having 12 to 24 pair of vaults coming from, transfers coming from every store. Stores didn't mind writing it off or transferring. It's like, they're just sitting here. Then when they went on sale, the move was they'll go on sale everywhere else, but they didn't go on sale in D.C. or Maryland or Virginia. So you may get lucky in Carolina, but the company got smart and was shipping them to a place where they could get full price still for them. So that's a part of the history, too, as far as how the retail went. But, Shark, if you ready for the show and tell, man, I'm ready, because no disrespect to, you know, my five boroughs. I'm in New York now, my Carolina heads, Philly heads, so forth. But come on now, man. If you claim that you a positive head and you ain't sitting on knees right now, not a retro, come on now, man. Give me a break. Like, this is the first. We were the ones that called these the Green Goblins. We were the first. If you ain't sitting on knees,
had to.
If you ain't sitting on the original carbon fibers, come on now, dog. Like, you don't know what's going on. If you ain't sitting on the Foot Action exclusive, I don't care if they're wearable or not. If you ain't sitting on the charcoal red joints, come on now, man. If you ain't sitting on the Foot Locker exclusives, $99.99 is when they went down for. If you ain't sitting on these, come on now, man. So stop with the post 2012. I'm from DC, born and raised. This was first day in line to get these joints, man. And I even bust out the rest of the joints that I got. These just a few. Because I know my man, as we mentioned, my man Brand, my man Hugo Sparks, man, will blow everything out the water. Talking about the TBs and the, you know, in the East Bay. Come on now, man. And then you got the He Got Games I got here just for small measures. Everybody, once Ray Allen put these on in the movie, people want to claim them. We were claiming these when they first came out initially. Come on now, man. We were selling these joints out, man. And of course, wintertime, if you ain't got one of these already somewhere stashed for every winter, the phone posit, bacon boot, come on now, man. Like, stop playing. So you can have your, as Shark said, your post 2012, 2013 weatherman's on down, try to claim phones. That's fine, but come back to the origins and have some appreciation, not because it's hot or because someone said it's hot, someone wearing them. This is just the origin and foundations of being ahead and not only having the nostalgia of having these things, but it was just a great time, as I say, a great time to be alive, man. Now, I don't know where 160, 170 came from during them times, Shark, but somehow we scraped it up and got them joints, man. But I know you got some joints on deck as far as behind you too. So I'm trying to see what you got behind it. I know you're about to bust out something that's going to throw this out the way.
Yeah, nah, I mean, you got the flights, and yeah, we definitely know, like how serious that just the flight posit side of the fandom, you know, is really, it's a real thing, and we salute you, we respect you, for everything that you do for the sneaker game, keeping it 100, right? So, and the irony is, a lot of my originals, from the, you know, from high school and college, like they really like ended up circulating amongst my crew in France. You know what I mean? That was a shoe that was so durable, and you could, if you know how to take care of your shoes or whatever, like it was still, people would, like those were the first shoes that, for me, probably like the first or second shoe that Bamas was really trying to like, yo, how much you want, how much, like you trying to buy them joints off my feet, you know what I'm saying? And like plenty of times, like, yo, let me come up off them joints, and then eventually, after I wore them a couple of times, you know, but yeah, so between me and then another, you know, a good friend in our circle, us two, it probably, there's a dozen pair that was definitely circulating around amongst five or six of the original crew. And that was so cool because that was part of our, that was the pack. They would, it would circulate back too. I'm not even, it was a circle, you know what I mean? So, definitely, since you brought up, this is the, do I need the, you know, the cake, the Kevin Garnett, you know, the ad with the summer camp with the banana, and the, you know what I'm saying, and the sandwich like you had the summer camp splash joint. Like, if you know what I'm talking about. Just trying to take you there with that nostalgia. So this one is, you know, a retro, but definitely, you know, we got the usage, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely had, like, at least four pair of just this color alone. Because this one used to be a hoop shoe for me off the top. You know what I'm saying? This, you know, the zip lockup, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was locked down back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, unfathomable. These are the original eggplant, all right? So when the eggplant Keller came out, that with any other eggplant that's foam posit, no, it's the flight posit eggplant. That is the flight, that's the posit eggplant. Nothing else counts. Okay, so yeah, you had to go with the OG. Pearls. Okay, these weren't called He Got Game. Okay, the other, the Zoom flights that he was wearing, those were more He Got Game. The up-tempos were more He Got Game. This was...
the pearls.
These pearls right here. So, in this time and era, this is the first Pearl Retro, all right? The first Pearl Retro. But again, DC, we was on this, all right? We was on this. Like, I think I was at one of the first Sneaker Pimps tours with these on. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But that this shoe, and at this time, so of course you know we keep the receipts over here. This retro is January 3rd, 2011. All right,
2011.
All right, these were sitting on the Nike website. Okay, after Christmas, after the New Year. All right, 1998. When the last time you seen 98 on the Nike website? I'm just going to tell you, that was another era. Go look at the site and have a good time. Come back and give us some comments just on that deep thought alone on being around. All right? So, 1/19/99/2011 foam posit pearl. I mean, this is the pro. The pro. All right? Not that He Got Game, just these are the pearls. All right? The pearls.
Pearls.
These, like, you want to see the little yellow, you know? Right. That's like, that's part of the culture. That's the maturity of your foams, all right? The crystal clear era, like, yeah, no, your foams get yellow because they do, all right? That's part of the game, all right? That's part of the game. If you didn't have, your stuff wasn't never going to be like that, you know what I mean? So, all right, let's keep the party going. And, you know, had to bring out the Dunkins, all right? Because
You got me looking behind.
You call back on it because we keep them in the bag, bagged up. Whenever we love a shoe in the bag. So again, this call back to our IG All-Star episode, all right? So if anybody, just check out Soul Material, IG episode.
It's him. I'm about to get an old ultra right now, and I'm about to just do this. I'm about to just leave.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because, look at here. So shout out, friend of the podcast, Xavier Jones, you know, because they did the remake on one of the BB's basketball series and had those for All-Star Weekend. But we need the originals, Nike, just... Xavier, you know, just put in the plug for us, please. We need these. So again, I remember really hooping in these. Like, it's just wow. You know, lockdown was crazy, but these were definitely heavy. They were the moon boots. Everyone was looking at this colorway, the moon boots. And then if you had the black ones were matte. So that was easy to custom. So you know who in the, you know, who that cool kid crew was that was customizing these because they already had the fire and the flame over here. You know what I'm saying? And then I've had these. What are these? These are 2011 as well. Okay. Look at the airbag on that. It's not even.
Just let me know when you finish, bro.
See? Boom. You know what I'm saying? And the airbag on that is still kind of it's clear. It's not even foggy like that. I didn't even have to defog these joints. So, you know, these were just heavy, not for cutting or anything like that, but laterally, but just going back and forth. You can get up and down, and hey, these are steel-toed workman boots right here. You ain't getting your toes smashed in these, okay? So, we just go. I'll stop hurting everybody's feelings with that one.
Back to reality.
And then get to this part of the arc of our discussion, because there is more cementing of the DMV by now more confirmation, at least on a style number, that there's going to be a DMV phone posit one coming out by the end of 2024. So the renderings that are out right now, they actually look like this trophy gold. Technically, it is metallic gold. These foam ones. So the renderings look similar to this tone, and then with some of DMV embroidery on the back, and we'll see what type of other, hidden gems that you have right there. But like, there's so many, you know, things with the DMV, and then with the representation of who was rocking foams, and you know, like that's when you knew it was. You knew about your Clark Kents, you knew about your Fat Joes, but DMV, we had, you know, Wale was really, really came from the culture, you know, and the underground culture, and the Nike Talk culture, and the, you know what I'm saying, and working at the downtown locker room, you know what I'm saying, HBCU from the ground up, you know what I mean? So that's super authentic, and just bringing up Wale, because you know, back in the day, we tell you the story because we was really in the game. So,
crazy. He a throwback now, man. That's crazy to say.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that dude from the Orders, which is with a crazy, man. Too,
so, I'm just going to show this ACG box off, because you know, boxes matter. Sneaker boxes matter. Check out our Sneaker Boxes Matter episode, okay? Because you had the bacon boots in there, and the steel posit, right? But also, DMV, the Goa domes and the Nike boots. We got that. We got that too. But with the foam boots, this box right here was the promo box. I actually don't have the shoes because they weren't my size. I ended up making some other deals to acquire, but I always keep the essentials, right? So you see the name on there because you know that was assigned to the Shark. You know what I mean? ACG box. This was the Wale special edition Nike boots. You know what I'm saying? They had the special embroidered, and it had the 95, you know.
When the laser, logo with,
it was lasered on the tongue, you know what I mean? So they were limited. I don't even know if there was 100 of them, for real. But that was around my era when I was on the circuit, on the marketing circuit, you know what I mean? So just more cementing that grassroots DMV, you know. He had the Nike boot song, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that was around that time too. Moving forward, we got DMV phones coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, we doubling. What are we doing?
Keep it up, Shark.
Double up era. Like, the pearls is double up era. right? They don't, you know, we talk about this, but that was a real thing to buy two pair. Like, it was a big deal to go buy two pair. And then you double on phones? You double on phones? Penny phones? Like, the unity to some of the roots of soul material and another version called Capital Kicks was based off of a mission on penny phone bothers.
Man, you just brought something to mind because you mentioned Wale, you mentioned the area. And I have to shout out RIP to Sport Zone and just taking it back to when we were there and we lived it. These right here were from 1999. And I would say these were a DMV exclusive, but I cannot confirm that. I just let you know that Sport Zone, I showed you the Foot Locker exclusives. I showed you the Foot Action exclusives. Sport Zones in DC were the only ones I knew that had these. And particularly the one on M Street that was in Georgetown. If you don't notice, you're talking about Pearl colorway, but you see the Georgetown color, the navy, yeah, the gray from 99, still got these joints. And these were, talking about a DC instant classic. People drove. I remember I had a dude that drove from South Carolina and we were cool. So he stayed with me when he got here to get a couple hours of sleep. And we drove to DC together because I was in Richmond for him to just get these from the M Street Sports Zone. And we were sophomores at VCU. So shout out to Sports Zone, RIP to Sports Zone. But here's another flight posit.
Yeah.
I see the inners are the right way.
Yeah.
The Georgetown edition. These were called the Georgetowns. So
yeah, that was definitely, yeah, with the gray accent. Yeah, that's definitely a hidden gem right there. I mean, the DMV, we stuck with the phones all the way through, okay? So even when you got to the mechanical looking threes and the KG USAs and now flat, but give us all black and we still love you. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, with some of the metallic and then, but I feel like what makes us over the top is our ownership of the battlegrounds, all right? With the bubble. Okay, the
chrome,
the threes, and with this, it really didn't hold together, but it came over top, you know what I'm saying? And then when you got to the chrome battlegrounds on the bubble, you know what I mean? Because you had the little holograph joint, but when you got to the battleground with the chrome.
And those were retail $250, didn't they? Because they were reselling for like $300, $400,
that was the one that was up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The battlegrounds was like the elite, before the elite series was going on, you know what I mean? So again, that. And that was meant for blacktop. That was like the beginning of them little one-on-one tournaments too. Tournament. You know what I'm saying? And it was around the, you know, like some air raid, foam posit, black, you know, like really, really Reebok blacktop, but Nike version. So that, you know, it is what it is. But that's what that was at that time. You know what I mean? But that's why I say you could, because a lot of people want to claim the other reasons because of the pros and the ones and how they wear them and all this other stuff. But no. It's the longevity. We were there and stayed there all the way through to the good, bad, and ugly, and then owned it. Because, again, give us the all black, man. That's what it is. You know what I mean? The referees, you knew you was in the night when you looked down and the referee had all black phones on. You was like, damn, this, man, it's going to be... You ain't gonna be either. You gonna call it hard, or you ain't. We gonna be scrapping tonight. You know what I mean? Because no whistle's gonna be blown. So
that's a quick story, real quick. Tom. Yeah. Quick story, real quick, just to solidify some things. My very first job, I had to go to Philadelphia. This was November 2003, and I stayed at the Bellevue off of Broad. And this was the first time I ran into a celebrity just off of GP. I'm with my cousin. They taking the car, you know, first time we get in Valley Park. I'm like, great. We walk in. Walking out is Cam'ron. This is 2003. And I approach him like, hey, Cam, what's good? And he was the coolest person. Yo, babe, what's good, baby? Like, straight Harlem. And then he goes, oh, you DC right here. You DC. Guess what I was wearing? The penny phone posits. Yeah. That next afternoon, we're on South Street. And everyone looked at me like, yeah, you from DC, dog. You wearing them shits. Like, I'm like... Yeah. Okay, like, and it was one thing where people were like, oh yeah, that's DC dude. And I'm like, now all this time later, New York, Philly, everywhere. And I'm just like, I just remember I was literally talking with the oddball. You thought if I was in school, I was going to get teased in the streets because of what I was wearing. I'm like, nah, this is what we wear. So Cam gave me the respect. Everybody was looking at me like, yo, where? Because at this point, this is when Air Force Ones were popping. So the Philly Air Force Ones, any patent leather rendition, Air Force Ones, Puerto Rico's, like Air Force Ones were just it.
Yep.
That's all you saw, any rendition, particularly that had the little flag going on the side. So I was like, and like I said, we kept it funky the entire time. Rain, sleet, snow, you could do anything in these shoes. No matter how we would criticize, we would go anywhere and everywhere. People were like, oh, yeah, you from DDC, obviously, you wearing them joints. And now we're at a point now to where people are on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere else with the debates about their area. And I'm like, come on now, man. Not only did we take ownership of Nike, and I wish I had an old representative or an old person back in not Nike that would tell you, we were the ones putting in the money and paying retail for these joints. From the Dunkins, anything foam or flight wise that had any kind of positive on it, we were the ones, period.
Come on, man. World Foot Locker. World Foot Locker. Come on. You know these stories? Again, this the athlete's foot with the track, the Foot Locker, the regular Foot Locker with the big hoop and the TV with NBA or NBC. That at that time, okay, that was still around. That was the other, you know, it was more colorful and more pixelated. NBA Live, you know what I'm saying? Like that era, or you know what I mean? Like I said, World Foot Locker, like because you only there was really only like two of there. You had the Tyson's and you had PG, and that's it. And then when you saw it on the wall, or even the Foot Action. Because the Foot Action was still big and wide or whatever, and the way that they had the tall walls, you know what I'm saying? And you would see these, and they would just stick out on the shelf, and it's just like, you're like, come on, you know what I mean? And then that was around the time, you know, for me, it was the high school era where I can get a job and get them myself before it was a little dreams. Like, so the blue, the penny phone, yeah, I didn't have them at that time. That was the wish, like, yeah. Can I get those? How much? Oh, yeah, nah, I can get like three pair for this price. You know what I'm saying? At this time. So, but later, you know, yeah, these were something special right here. So I definitely had to always keep these Dunkins around. And then like the ad for these, you know what I'm saying? If you remember the ad, cartoon and everything, like that was really awesome. You know, Pippin twos and Garnett's, like his signature, you know what I mean, and around that time. So again, what a time in those late 90s, and then you know, and then again, they start taking advantage of you, you know what I mean, because after you know, as the timeline will tell you, because we're getting ready to wrap up this episode, just at the marker, as the timeline tells you, we've told you those stories about that marking time of the Concord Jordan 11 in the holiday season, but you gotta remember that right after that, was the Galaxy Foam Posit
blew the world up.
Bluey. The Galaxy blew. That's when you start getting all the painted on, you know, just ceramic and then any other type of, you know, metallics. And then you came back with just metallics, everything. Like, then the storytelling was just loose and not really even caring about stories anymore to have to tie back to anything. But then if you get back to the basics, you know, you throw them in a pack and you did this and you did that. But, like, I didn't really like when these came back with the icy, you know, these pearls came back with the icy. Because, like, you got to get some wear. It's okay. You know, that's respect. If you see these in the street, you like with respect, you know what I mean? Like even if then it's even more respect, like your souls are together, like damn, like, you know, how you do that, you know what I mean? So like you said, when you see in the street, you know, just like you know, Bobito, where'd you get those? You know what I mean? It's just this respect and the way that you have the unspoken communication. Those are the things that we talk about. If you know, you know. At that time, again, no social media. So that meant, like, Cam, that's because he traveled. He'd been around. Yeah, he'd been to D.C. You know what I mean? So you had to be around a little bit to be more in the know. And then if you did go to the other cities and then you came back with the information, that's how it was in the DMV. If you was on, you had to travel around to the different sides. You know, Maryland had to come to Tyson's. VA had to go to PG. You know what I'm saying? We had to hit up different spots. You know what I'm saying? You might have caught a pair at JCPenney's. You might have caught a pair at Hex. You might have caught a pair at Cavalier. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's many different places that you know, up in Georgetown, you know the shop next to the Coogees. You know what I'm talking about. Where you can get what you need. You know what I mean? So DMV, we got this just for the longevity. And no question. So from beginning to end, phone posit, flight posit, DMV, we got it on lock. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to seeing the DMV phone posit one come out, what that looks like, and how they roll it out and see what type of other authenticity they're going to bring to the table just in the storytelling and, you know, making sure that we fully represent the DMV, you know. So any closing remarks from the OG
on mine just
flight posit episode?
Yeah, man, to wrap it up, be a phone posit head, be a flight head, but don't claim if you can't pull out what the shark and I pulled out or say that you have pulled them out, regardless of when you were born. Because you can go to any kind of site, collector, whatever, and get your game up with whatever budget that you have. If we just educated you on this stuff, then come on now, man. You got to know where the origins lie. And that is this triangle called D.C. and the outskirts of that, the state of Maryland and Northern Virginia is where this started, where Nike took the chance outside of ballers and knew where they could make their money. So 26 years later, we're still here. And social media cannot rewrite history. We are the history. And it's funny how this little small area called DMV has had so much influence on fashion and sneakers and the culture, but it has. And that's why we have this episode to say that, hey, when it comes to this, not only were me and the shark there, we lived it, we experienced it, and we enjoyed it, and we were a part of it. So stop it. Flight posits, phone posits, DMV, that's where it's home, and we shared it with the world. And thanks for joining along.
There you go. There you go. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with the Soul Material crew. We gave you that clarity over popularity. So we'll tune in next time. It's T-Bart the Street Shark signing off.
And your man, OGEO. Until next time, peace to you.